I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. China is blocking delegates from attending the third Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization in Cape Town, South Africa. Bob Fu is the China analyst for Voice of the Martyrs USA and the founder of China Aid Association.
At least 21 Lausanne delegates in Beijing were prevented from going. Most of them, among the 200, were all blocked from either the airport or even in their homes under house arrest.
And 33 Chilean miners have emerged from spending 2 months living deep underground. Many of the men left the mine wearing T-shirts bearing the words, "Thank you, God," a favorite Bible verse, and a logo of the Jesus Film Project. Dr. Roger Parrott of Bellhaven University reports that Campus Crusade for Christ provided the shirts as well as the MP3 players containing the Jesus Film. A few of the men now have a relationship with Christ. Pray for the Christians who are ministering to him. And reality television has become as popular a genre in the Middle East as it has in the United States. Reality shows are known for competition, selfishness, greed, and immorality. But there's a new show in town, and it's sharing a different message. The show, developed by Sat7 Arabic and Sat7 Pars, is called C707. Sat7's Rex Rogers says,
"You can speak to the audience about spiritual truths and try to help them. It's a talent show. It's a TV reality show. It's drama. It's all wrapped into one. And it's kind of complex, but it's classically Middle East."
The program's designed to speak to the audience about spiritual truths without actually preaching. It's expensive, and prayer and funding are needed. There are more details at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic missionary biography, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint, martyred in Ecuador at the hands of the Guarani. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.